Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the AgView Pitch and our crop update. Today we have with us Roger and Grant Ricks, and they farm near Aberdeen, South Dakota, up in the northeast part. How's it going today, Roger and Grant?
Well, pretty well. The planters came in the yard Saturday night. We finished up, so we're got the corn and beans on the ground, and we're pretty pleased with looking anxiously for the to the northwest, hoping we get a shower here pretty soon.
Okay, so this is Roger that gave me the first answer there. I'm going to stick with you for a second here, Roger, and ask you, you know, kind of comparing this to history, what stands out in this year versus all of the years that you've been involved in the farming operation? What sticks out this year? Anything in particular?
Well, for one thing, it was probably the easiest spring we've ever had to plant that I can remember. We started and never had to stop for a rain, which is good and bad both, but we started, and I think Grant just said a little bit ago, we were visiting, said 3 weeks, we had everything put in the ground and didn't have to stop, and plus we needed fuel or got tired and planted end to end with very little ground that we weren't able to plant this year. So it was, and we had great planting conditions. Topsoil, top inch or two were pretty dry, but we got good subsoil, so we're feeling pretty good right now.
Mm-hmm. So, Grant, I'll pick on you next. You know, Roger talked about it being the easiest spring planting wise, anyway, and I know you're pretty connected on the agronomy side of things. So, what stood out to you, and what are some of the things that you're looking at on the crop now as things are starting to get close to having some things come up, probably from the earlier planted stuff?
Well, our operation set up pretty well. We did a lot of no-till. We're generally a no-till operation. And with it being this dry spring, the ground conditions were perfect. You couldn't have asked for anything better for planting into. The last week of last few days of soybean planting, we had to drop in another half inch deeper to find more moisture. But other than that, everything was perfect. We have some neighbors that do some tillage that are really going to struggle this year, at least for the first month of the growing season, just because the deep tillage they did. Just to go back another year, a year ago, we only planted 30% of our crop. We were so wet. We were just water everywhere. Mm-hmm. The operations that did plant cover crop in their fields, which we were one of them, there's just a lot of soil moisture there. The guys that decided to do the deep tillage and a lot of tillage to dry out their ground, those guys are really suffering this year.
Interesting. So when you look at crop rotation, I've been asking everybody when we do these crop updates, is kind of in your given area, did you see any switching one way or the other from, you know, that was abnormal, more corn acres, for example? I mean, like you said, you guys were in a really rough area last year where you just had, there was so much prevent plant in your guys' area. You know, are most of those acres going back to corn, or some of them, more of them going back to beans, or what's that look like to you guys?
It's a little hard to tell right now. Nothing's up yet what guys actually planted, but I would say there was a lot of guys were 50-50 corn bean rotation. I think you'll see more corn this year.
I'd say instead of the 50-50, it's going to be more of a 60% corn.
Okay.
Across the board.
Okay. Yeah, and you guys are typical. We keep hearing that too. It keeps making me wonder where the soybean acre is going to come from if everybody's planting more corn here. But what did you guys do?
We're about 65% corn.
Okay, interesting. So as far as any other issues with conditions, you know, obviously you said you guys are super dry. It's probably an okay time of the year to be dry, I guess, as we root down and stuff. Any other issues or things that you guys are concerned about in the immediate future here?
I think it's, you know, having a nice half-inch rain would be a, it would be a great time for that, just to help us with germination and emergence. Other than that, you know, really, we're starting to warm up, so things are going to, the plant crop's going to be emerging nicely now with the additional warmth in the soil temperature. So I really don't see anything significant other than the replenishing the topsoil at this mm-hmm. point, but that can change over time too. We've had this 5 and 6 inch rains before, and that could definitely happen again.
Yeah. Was there any frost in your guys' area, or anybody that planted early enough that would have had some frost damage, or not really?
No.
Okay.
Our soil temperature never warm enough to get anything out of the ground when those frosts still came. So.
Gotcha. Okay. The last thing I want to hit on is, as we've been doing on a lot of these crop updates, is to ask you a little bit about basis. Do you get some sense with where basis is at right now versus where it is typically, that, you know, there's more of a need for soybeans or more of a need for corn, or is your basis quite a bit stronger than normal or about the same?
Our basis on corn is really good. I haven't checked lately, but I think it's 24 cents over. Okay. We're this time of year, we're typically 30 cents under on corn. I guess I haven't even looked at soybeans. We haven't had any soybeans to sell lately, so I haven't even looked at that.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you got a 50 cent better than normal basis, that's pretty strong. That says a lot. And, you know, and I think too, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see. Like I said, once stuff gets up, things get growing, this whole marketing thing's going to be really interesting. So anything else I didn't hit on that you guys think that's worth mentioning or anything?
I don't know, like, we're really dry right now, but our area of South Dakota is almost always 2 inches from a drought or 2 inches from a flood. So I'd rather be that 2 inches from a drought.
Yeah.
So, you know, it wouldn't take much. You know, if we caught a 5-inch rain, that'd be pretty devastating for us, even for how dry we are right now.
Yeah. Yep, that's the thing. The market a lot of times thinks rain makes grain, but it also ruins grain sometimes, too, if you get too much of it. But
start losing acres pretty quickly. So, we're pretty optimistic right now, but I don't know, check back with us in a couple months. We'll let you know what happens.
Yeah.
And right now we're pretty concerned about weed control. You know, we've got all of our pre's out on our soybeans. We'll be doing our pre's on our corn here. Well, we don't do pre-emerge on corn. We do an early post. We'll be doing that here in about 2 weeks. And with all the prevent plant we had last year, we're getting concerned that we're not going to get these pre's activated. So there might be a lot of spray passes going on.
Yeah, and that's a common thing we're hearing in these areas that are dry, is the we're starting to see escapes for sure. It's working its way from the south where it was warmer up to you guys, and definitely a concern. Well, hey, Roger and Grant, really appreciate your time. Thanks a lot for sharing how things are going to this point. And I'll definitely be back to bug you guys again here when we get in the middle of growing season and see how things are looking.
Very good. Sounds good. Great talking to you, Chris.
All right. Thanks, guys. And again, thanks everybody for listening to another crop update in the AgView Pitch, and we will catch you next time.